Yeah, time now to talk some cricket. The WBBL has started, and the Thunder, Sydney Thunder's coach, we're lucky enough to have her on the line this morning, Joanna Broadbent. Good morning, Joanna.
Morning, how are you
Yeah, going
going?
good, thanks, Joanne. Two out of three. Season's going okay at the moment.
Yeah, two out of three. Obviously, three out of three sounds a little bit better, doesn't it? But, look, it's going to be such a tough competition, and I don't think any team's going to go through undefeated. It's just too tight to be able to do that. And you just want to be able to get some momentum, I suppose, more towards the back end, but you obviously want to win as many games as you can halfway through.
Well, the good thing is the bounce back as well, Joanne.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's just a leveler, isn't it, cricket? One day you can have performances like we did against the Sixers, and it wasn't all bad. We picked some really good things out of the game, and great performance from Elise Perry, obviously. And then I suppose the learnings from the Saturday night to the Sunday, we were really pleased with how you can turn things around so quickly.
She was exceptional over the weekend. Elise Perry scoring 100 and then backing it up against you guys with 74. But the WBBL, Joanne, how far has that come in 4 years?
Oh, massively. I think the game, women can now chase down 12 runs and over. We almost saw that yesterday with Grace Harris, Harmanpreet Kaur. I mean, to be fair, we were happy with 74 from Elise Perry after batting the entire innings and being able to sort of stall her a little bit. But, I mean, who would want to be a bowler in T20 cricket at the moment? And just the athleticism and the fielding is improved out of sight. And I think, now the game's on telly, everybody's getting to see, really good product.
You're seeing the bowling increase, the accuracy increase, but Joanna, you mentioned that athleticism, the catching over the weekend was quite spectacular at North Sydney Oval.
We're just really we're probably more happy with our fielding than bowling and batting at the moment as a team, and we've worked really hard on it. And people don't see the work they do in the gym and on the track, and you see it unfold on game day, and it puts a bit of a smile on your face.
Joanne, is the Thunder an experienced group of women, or is it more sort of a combination of experience and youth?
We've got about five international captains in our team, when
Yep.
you look at it. Alex Blackwell, Rachel Haynes, Harmanpreet Kaur, and then Stefani Taylor. So I suppose you could say we've got a fair bit of experience in there. We've also got youth. I think what we've got on our side this year is a bit of stability. We didn't make too many changes to our squad last year. And that was the thing that I've noticed the most out of these three games with our group. Yeah, we're enjoying ourselves on the field, but we're really enjoying ourselves off the field as well. And I think that makes a big difference when you don't go so well, that you have a group that sticks together.
Are you limited in the amount of imports you're allowed to bring into your squad?
Yeah, you are. You're only allowed five internationals at the moment. The Sixers currently have six, and the reason being is that the way that they signed their players on the previous two seasons, it's allowed at the moment. So I suppose good luck to them. But yeah, you are restricted. You can't have any more than three overseas players as well out of that five.
Stefani Taylor was one of those real, I guess, the superstars of the women's game. You mentioned her experience, and last year was a little bit quiet for her, and she hasn't quite exploded so far this year. You're sort of comfortable that will come?
Yeah, she sort of started off being our opening batter a few years back, and then she's, her bowling, she's one of the best bowlers in the world. She's almost become this bowling all-rounder, but, she loves her batting and obviously wants to bat, and she's come really determined, and she's brought a really good energy to the group this year, and she's bouncing around, and she wants to get her flair back. When you hear players talk about that, you just think, well, we want your flair too. So,
She's got that bit of aura and presence about her. Yeah, when she strides to the crease, she always looks like she means
she's
business.
in control.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
All
yeah.
West Indians are,
yeah,
aren't
I
they?
Know. Are they all like that? Are
I don't know. They all seem to look
they
cool.
They all seem to be like that, cool. Joanne.
They can all dance and they can all play cricket.
Yeah, well, there's two things I can't do.
Me too.
Which is, and now, what's next?
Well, we've got the Strikers next. So, yeah, fairly, you're on the road a little bit. You're playing one game and then you're preparing for another. So that's what makes it really exciting as well. You can't afford to look back too much. So we're looking forward to the Strikers in Hobart. So it is a little bit sort of weird that you're playing a South Australian team in Tasmania. But what I've really loved about the competition is, we're all, there was a lot of teams in Melbourne first weekend. There was a few teams here in Sydney and they're almost like little carnivals, and the atmosphere at the grounds and the fans that have been coming along, and it's just been really fantastic.
I've seen the WBBL at North Sydney Oval. It's a good venue. I mean, I've got a bit of a soft spot for North Sydney Oval anyway, but it's a good venue to get some double headers going, or that mini carnival sort of going, because people tend to wander down there and have a look, which is great, and they keep coming back in better numbers.
Yeah, it's terrific. And when you think, it's kind of become a Leif Perry's home, hasn't
it? Yes.
Double centuries, centuries in 2020. And you're right. You're exactly right. It's a terrific women's ground.
Joanne, good start to the season. I know it could, it's not quite perfect, but it's still pretty good. So keep it going. You're currently second on the table, and keep up the good form.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Have a great morning, everyone. No.